RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here we go.
And it goes quick. The play clock running down. He did. It's a boot. Purdy pulling back, stepping forward, throwing on the run. Touchdown. What a play, Purdy. His check on the business end. You deserve to dance.
I saw juice that I was hoping he would throw it to him right away. Get like a 3-yard gain and a big hit. It wasn't the coverage I really wanted to play for. And then he didn't do it. So then I was just hoping he was going to throw it away and we could have a couple more downs. And then I just started watching him, probably like every other fan does. And he made me extremely nervous. And then he made me extremely happy.
It's Kyle Shanahan talking about the way the game ended for his 49ers, who now have an opportunity. If they beat the Seahawks on Saturday night, they will be the one seed in the NFC, and they will not have to leave home base.
180 yards from scrimmage for Christian McCaffrey, 303 yards passing for Brock Purdy. That Niners offense was unstoppable in the first half. 330 yards in the first half. That's the most they've had in the first half since 1998. And that offense has been rolling. Last night, 68 offensive plays they ran, got 32 first downs, had 496 yards overall.
So I have a working theory, okay? Okay. And I wanted to know if you think I should continue with my research.
Okay.
Okay. If you're a quarterback that is a little bit more landlocked, Dennis Allen is going to get you. And you don't need any other example than the fact that anytime his name comes up, Tom Brady, the most landlocked quarterback in history, also the most successful quarterback in history, is like, that guy gave me fits.
Dennis Allen has tremendous numbers historically against Tom Brady as both a head coach and a defensive coordinator.
So we know that Tom is elite when it comes to coverages and getting rid of the ball quickly, but we know that he is landlocked. He doesn't stress your defense with his legs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the losses that the Bears have had this season, I do think that there is a pattern that is worth studying. And there's special dispensation for one of these guys. But look at the quarterbacks that they have lost to. They lost to 9. Remember him?
J.J. McCarthy.
They've lost to Snoop.
Tyler Huntley.
Mm-hmm. They lost to Malik, and there's special dispensation to that, and I'll get to that in a minute. And they lost to Purdy.
Well, they didn't lose to Malik. They came back and won against Malik.
But they struggled against Malik.
Malik moved the ball like crazy and passed it.
And that was a guy that they weren't ready for.
Yeah, see,
so I'm not going to blame him for that, even though they struggled against him.
That game, when Malik came in and Matt LaFleur pivoted right away to the Malik stuff with a lot of zone reads.
Which is crazy.
Uh-huh. The fact that he was able to do that and a lot of running quarterback stuff, DA did not adjust. But there it was again last night.
Uh-huh.
Like, Brock Purdy scored on straight QB keepers a couple of times.
QB keeper, there was a really good zone read where Montez, he comes down, and it was so easy at that point for Purdy to read it and then go into the end zone. If you've got a guy who's got a little bit of this, they can be dangerous to this version of Dennis Allen's defense. There's other stuff to consider. There's a bunch of guys that are hurt. I think this was one of those games where if you were saying, man, it would have been great to have Kyler Gordon, you would be right. I think most of the games that they've played without Kyler Gordon, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has done an adequate to exceptional job of being the nickel defender for the Bears. But last night felt like a night where it was like, ugh, you really could have used his speed because you have an ailing Jalen Johnson, for example.
Yeah.
But you look at all the quarterbacks that have given Dennis Allen trouble this year. For the most part, it's guys that have some zone read in their pocket.
Yeah, it's interesting. Purdy has a remarkable skill set when you really think about it, because he's quick enough to do the zone read stuff, and their run game is so good that he can do that. But he sat back there and picked apart a zone. It's like that's kind of that's a lot of the package of what you would want for a quarterback to beat Dennis Allen. Your theory is a good one.
Let's add Jackson Dart, too.
Oh, yeah, Jackson Dart and the Giants were well on their way to winning that game before he got knocked out with the concussion.
So if you've got a little bit of wiggle as a quarterback, if you don't have wiggle, he will come get you. But if you've got a little bit of wiggle and you can put him on defensive, pun intended, on the defensive, then you might have a chance against this version of Dennis Allen's defense.
I think that is sensible for sure. I think, I don't want to counter that. I just want to simplify it with this. I think the turnovers have masked a lot of deficiencies of this defense.
That they don't have a consistent pass rush?
That they give up a lot of yards. They've given up the fifth most yards per game in the NFL.
Well, that's kind of how you're supposed to fight back. Like you have to be a team that's going to have to take the ball away. If you're not, you're going to have to make something happen.
Okay, but it's not just the pass rush. They've given up the fifth most rushing yards per game in the NFL.
They have.
You can run the ball on them. As much as we like TJ Edwards, as good a year as Tremaine Edmonds has had, those linebackers, you know, the heart and soul of your run defense, yes, it's the defensive line, but it's the backers who have to come up and make the plays, and sometimes your safeties. Those guys have been eaten alive at times. The fifth most rushing yards per game is brutal. You know, you look at the teams down there, the Bengals, bad defense, losing season. Commanders, bad defense this year, losing season. Giants, the Giants, the Bills have the fourth worst rushing defense. They've got Josh Allen to compensate. And then it's the Bears, then the Jets, the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, the Saints, the Vikings. You have to get all the way to like 13 to find the Eagles. That's the next running defense that is of a playoff team. So I think the turnovers have masked it. And like Ben said last night, the situational defense. Red zone, man. I mean, the Packers were 0-for-5 in scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Last night, the Niners were 5-for-5 in scoring touchdowns
Arby's.
In the red zone.
They were Arby's. And they were 7-for-10 on third down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Arby's 5-for-5. You never heard that reference?
No, I have not.
They used to have, you get 5 sandwiches for $5.
You would?
Yeah. At Arby's, it was called the 5-for-5.
I don't remember that at all.
Sean, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
I thought that was a midday segment.
No, that is
5 on
that's
it.
That's 5 on it. And then it's the 6 at 6.
No,
right.
It's the pick six.
Oh, a 6 at 6 is on Channel 9. They sorry.
Used, they used the to do the 5 at 5. They used to do the 5 at 5. And now it's
we
the pick
that.
Six.
Our show is at it has a 5 o'clock hour.
But I
got five on it. That's right.
So you feel me? I think overall the defense has survived because of the turnovers and the situational stuff.
That's what you have to do. If you're gonna be a defense that gives up a lot of rushing yards, if you're going to be a defense that doesn't consistently get pressure with four people, you got to take some risk. You got to make some plays. And that's what this Bears defense has done. And I need to go back and watch how many zone reads like Philly ran, because I don't feel like it was a lot with Jalen.
It's a good question.
I feel like they were doing a little bit more of straight drop back stuff with him, but I like to go back and look before I add in. And people are like, well, what about Jared Goff? They're outliers in any study, sir.
Well, but Jared Goff was early when they put up 50 points or whatever before they had much figured out.
Yeah. But Dennis Allen's, I would say it's mitigated by Dennis Allen's continued success against Tom Brady.
Yeah. But I mean, also Flacco put up a lot of points and yards. So, yeah, no. So, but your theory that he struggles with it, like, if you have a quarterback who can do that stuff and also throw.
Can throw consistently enough.
Yeah, Malik Willis has played pretty well. He played pretty well. He was not the problem on Saturday night against the Ravens.
I'm going to say this, and I know that it'll be clipped and aggregated.
Okay.
All right.
Tyler, get ready to clip this and aggregate it, all right? Also, grab 10 seconds of Kurt Warner picking Brock Purdy just to piss him off. Thank you, Tyler.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think Jordan Love is an amazing quarterback, and I think that he could potentially be one of the best in the NFL. I think Malik might be a better fit to match with LaFleur.
Whoa.
Because of some of the stuff that they can do.
Whoa.
But because Jordan Love is so damn talented, you have to keep going down that road. Like, you can't not say, like, hey, we've got a guy that... I'm just saying that Malik is a really good fit. He does a lot of the stuff that Brock Purdy does. And you look at those guys and you look at those two coaches and they're very, very close. And they think similarly when it comes to building offenses. I'm not saying give up on Jordan Love. I'm just saying that I understand people looking at the Packers offense and being like, wow, he's kind of making something out of nothing. That extra element, which Jordan Love kind of has in his bag and doesn't use as
much. No, he doesn't. The thing is, like, if you play like Malik, like, you are an injury waiting to happen.
This is what happened in Washington.
Yeah.
This is the concern on Jalen Hurts.
So you need a backup that plays like him. It's why Tyler Huntley has been the backup to Lamar so many times through the years.
That was fun.
That game on Saturday night?
Those two dudes,
yeah,
watching two backup dudes go out there and play really well and go out there and make plays for their team. It was fun to watch.
I don't agree that Malik is a better fit.
I got you.
What I think is that...
It's not a hill I'll die on.
No, I understand. But what I think is that LaFleur is just really good at maximizing whatever skill set he has in that position.
Maybe that's the
you know what I mean?
The conclusion is he's just a really good coach.
He's flexible and facile and moves quickly. Like, he's up there among the best. Like, I think we saw the best last night in Kyle Shanahan, and McVay worked for him. Remember, like McVay worked for Shanahan.
And isn't that the 2012 Washington staff?
Yeah, where everybody was, where LaFleur was as well, and Mike McDaniel was as well. And then Shanahan was in Cleveland for a year. Then he was in Atlanta, made a Super Bowl. He was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta when they blew the 28-3 lead. And then the next year got hired in San Francisco. But McVay got hired 2 weeks earlier. Their rivalry is insane. It is crazy. Having worked together, and then McVay hired as the youngest NFL head coach ever 2 weeks before Shanahan gets hired up the road in San Francisco. And now they may face each other in the playoffs. They're two of the top three or four teams in the NFC. It's bananas what they have. So, but yeah, I think McVay and Shanahan and Ben Johnson and LaFleur, and yeah, still Andy Reid. Those would be my top five right now.
All right. That's fair enough.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.